returning joining us for yet another episode of The Non-Profits, the show where we discuss news and topics of the day with a skeptical magnifying glass and a good old slug of humanist perspective with the boot of questioning thrown in there for good measure. I am, of course, one of the many heathens, unbelievers, apostates, and general blasphemers who put this show together. And as you can see, my coup from a few weeks ago has remained successful despite those trying to dethrone me with shenanigans, but no Scotsman has yet succeeded. I, of course, am the ego that brings along the queen of these proceedings, Phoebe Rose, and with me today are the wonderful and always animated Teo.
Hola, Phoebe. Qué gusto estar aquí. Thank you, everybody, for having me here again. I'm so happy to be here.
And we have our beach-dwelling bum, that is BB.
I love beach-dwelling bum. Beach bum, BB. Yeah, I like it.
And this is, of course, season 22, episode 8 of The Non-Profits, and was recorded on the 22nd of February 2023 and premiered on the 26th of February 2023 at 3 p.m. Central. But you already knew that if you're watching it live, and watching it live is the best thing that you can do. This show is a product of the Atheist Community of Austin, a 501c3 not-profit organization dedicated to promoting atheism, critical thinking, secular humanism, and the separation of religion and government. And today, we are going to talk about Wyoming defending child marriage laws, yet claiming trans rights are an issue, King Singers getting cancelled from their show in Florida, Scientology leaders going into hiding to avoid human trafficking lawsuits, and the New Jersey government will expand AP Black History classes. And of course, as with all of our shows, links to today's topics and the items we discuss are available in the description. And the best way to enjoy The Non-Profits to the full is to come to the show fully prepared. So please check out The Non-Profits Facebook fan page. We've got one of those, you know, at tiny.cc/FBNP on Friday nights ahead of time for the articles. Give them a read, chat about them, and let us know what you think in the live chat if you're watching the premiere, or in the comments if you're watching later. But if you just can't wait until the premiere on Sunday and want to chat with us on like a Friday night or a Saturday, then you can do so with fellow lovers of the show at the Atheist Community Discord, where you can find most of the non-profit hosts there too. Simply go to tiny.cc/ACD Discord. But first, we're going to get all child marriage angry now. So, Mateo, it's for you.
Sure, it had to be me, right? Okay, well, here we go. Thank you to LGBTQNation.com. They bring us this awful and terrible article that is so disgusting that I have no idea where to start with. And I'm going to start with the thing that makes me the most angry about it. Wyoming Republicans continue to propose anti-trans legislation under the disguise of protecting youth, but, and this is... supposedly under the concern of the safety of children, but at the same time, they are waging a campaign against a bill that would prohibit child marriage. And this is the part that makes me extremely angry. The thing about child marriage, I mean, can't you just say, no, we want to protect children? And at the same time saying stupid stuff such as, no, children can get pregnant, so they should get married to have those children growing with a father, apparently, because, you know, they don't want to help people, they don't want to help teenagers, they don't want to teach about sexuality, they don't want to accept abortion, they are against condoms, so they want children to get pregnant. And this makes me extremely, extremely angry. I have many topics to talk about, but many things related to this to talk about. But BB, I know that you have some interesting stuff to say about this as well, because I feel we kind of share the same rage for this.
Yeah. It's pretty goddamn ridiculous. Just the fact that in 2023, there's still opponents against child marriage. That's the quote from the article. These opponents against child marriage. The fact that that's still a thing is mind-blowing, because who in the Bronze Age hell is for child marriage? Who are we opposing in this? How is that still a thing? That's first. That's just the first thing. Secondly, it's wild to me that we live in a society that's hyper-focused on people that are simply living their lives, not bothering anybody, or they're actually going out of their way to make people's lives better, like getting dressed up, dolled up, putting on events for kids, reading for kids, like all these things. These are the villains of the story, apparently. These are the people that a certain sect of society society has placed all of their anger and blame on based on absolutely nothing other than hate and pure ignorance. Phoebe, Lee, give them one.
Ordinary, said Aunt Lydia, is what you are used to. This may not seem ordinary to you now, but after a time it will become ordinary. I think that quote works very well for just how Wyoming defenders of whatever this is are actually feeling. This to them is ordinary, this child marriage absurdity. Trans people are not ordinary, but trans people are ordinary, and in time, it will become ordinary. I have stolen that quote from a book, and that book focuses quite heavily on child brides, forced marriages, lots of individuals being required to bear children is probably the best way to describe that, the repeated attempts to bring that about. And in this work of fiction, the country that was destroyed to allow this to occur was the United States. It was a coup and the United States was overthrown. But now we're seeing it in the United States. This is the irony of what we're doing here. We're watching the United States defend a practice that in fiction, they had to overthrow the United States to institute. Sometimes we blend the lines between fact and fiction. And Wyoming is that blending ground in this case. So, Teo, could you delve into the blender and see what you find?
Actually, I wanted to answer Bibi's question about who would defend these type of awful things nowadays. Republicans, apparently. And this is not the first time. It's Republicans and religious people. I want to mention really quickly a law that was... Actually, it was a bill because all the churches, Jehovah's Witnesses, Catholic Church, and Protestants, they joined together to stop the bill HB 90, which would force churches to, you know, denounce child abusers. And can you believe that all religions that hate each other decided to get together to defend the right of churches to hide their child abusers? So, Christianity, you look awful right now. Another article that I will give you the link so you can check them in the description of the video is about a case in Somalia where finally they were able to create a law against child abusers or child rapists, and they decided to turn this law into a law that would force the rapist to marry those children because, you know, religious idea, oh no, that child is going to grow without a father, so as the Bible says, they should pay and just marry the child. And this makes me sick. It makes me extremely sick. So that's why this first part about people nowadays in the USA twice defending child marriages makes me extremely angry, and it's hard for me to talk, you know, in a calm way about this awful and disgusting beer.
So Teo, breathe. Take a deep breath. Breathe. Don't let it become ordinary for you. To them, this is ordinary. But what we're seeing here is we're seeing repetitions in history with this ordinariness. And we saw it in the 1800s when a man who was born just after the Declaration of Independence and whose sister wrote the Star Spangled Banner, ruled on a cake, where to him, this was ordinary. And in this case, he said that no black man shall ever be treated as an equal as a white man, and that the white man and the black man have no commonalities that would allow them to be treated as equals under the law. That case, of course, was Dred Scott. And that ordinary thing that he was talking about was slavery in the United States. But then along came the Civil War and the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, which abolished slavery in the United States. And now, you're an absolute nutbag, lunatic, wackadoo that goes, yeah, slavery, that's a great thing. Yeah, how wonderful. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the concept of ordinary. To Roger Brooke Tawney, the 5th Chief Justice of the United States, that was ordinary. To John Rogers, 12th Chief Justice of the United States, damn well hope is not ordinary. So, Blayton Blathius in your Hawaiian paradise, what are you going to say to that?
I would just talk about, as we were already talking about, let's just say conservative-minded folks. There's a group amongst them that this article actually quotes. They're the Capitol Watch Group.
The what?
Of course, they watch the Capitol so they can make sure the laws are being passed correctly. And this is one that they are fighting for, child marriage. And here's a quote directly from them. Since young men and women may be physically capable of begetting and bearing children prior to the age of 16, marriage must, all cap, must remain open to them for the sake of those children. Even just the fact that they use the word begetting makes my stomach turn. Because why? Just why? Like, it goes to show, like, this far right movement, they constantly just project the things that they're actually guilty of onto other people. Talk about Jan 6, it was Antifa. They say Democrats are destroying jobs. And here we are now, and they say the LGBTQ community is full of groomers. Dear conservatives, I need you to listen up if you're watching. I need you to listen. Conservative, maybe, just maybe. We don't blame the consenting adults that are only guilty of loving people. We don't blame the consenting adults who are finally able to be the person that they've always known they were. How about we look further into the people that are focused on children that are capable of begetting children? My dear conservatives, the call is coming from inside the house. That's all I got.
This house is located in Wyoming. So as we go through Wyoming, I feel that this is not something that I should be finding shocking in that part of America. But it is shocking. I mean, take Tennessee. This isn't the first state in America to go, yeah, child marriage, that's fine. Trans rights out the window. Tennessee, the only state in the union that prohibits by statute trans people changing their birth certificates. Yet common law child marriage, fine. No age restrictions whatsoever. You could be age 0 and marry someone aged 118. Tennessee's fine with that. State of Tennessee says that's fine. But, you know, I wander into Tennessee because I happen to have been born there. I wasn't actually born in Tennessee. This is hypothetical. And I go, yeah, can you change birth certificate? They go, nah, get out. But, you know, marry a 0-year-old or a 118-year-old in the state of Tennessee. Not that I have any desire to do either of those things. But, Teo, before I start, you know, adding up numbers here, why don't you, you know, take me out of this, you know, spiral that I'm in?
Yeah, no, I just want to talk about the irony of the way of, I don't even want to call it thinking, because they are not thinking. They are just being blindly guided by biblical stupidity. And here, the Wyoming Republican Party, they claim that the law, you know, that could stop child marriage, it denies, quotation mark, denies the fundamental purpose of marriage by denying a child's father and mother from living under the same roof. Like, how sick do you have to be to think in that way? And then they go and start acting against the rules that would benefit trans people, because they say, no, we have to protect children because transgender people are victims of grooming. Like, dude, you are literally defending groomers and you want them to marry the children they either abuse or groom, actually, in order to, you know, get access to them and make them pregnant. How the heck can you defend at 11 years old, 12 years old, getting pregnant, and at the same time say, no, these people that we know are real and they want their rights and all of that, they shouldn't have rights because they could be victims of grooming and stuff like that. It's twisted, it's sick, it makes no sense. Once again, it makes me extremely angry, and it's disgusting as heck. What the heck is going on in the USA? It scares me. I always say it. The USA freaking scares me a lot.
In England, we have a phrase when it comes to talking about America. And my mother used this a lot. My mother lived in Vegas for a long period of time. And she said, only in America does this sort of thing.
As I live in South America, can we say only in the USA? Because that's problematic part.
Only in the United States of America does this.
Thank you.
As a resident American on this episode, allow me to say, I'm sorry. I don't take responsibility for any of the stuff that's happening.
I'm going to say this, though. I don't think there's anybody here in the contiguous 48 states. Yeah. So I think we can give you a bit of a pass for this episode. You're not responsible for the 48 status. I mean, you're from one of the crazy states, from my understanding. Yeah. I mean, Alaska and Hawaii, the crazy states and things like that. But I've got a question for both. You've both read your Bibles, haven't you? Or your Talmud or your Qurans or whatever biblical text prior to this. What chapter and verse says this is fine?
Which one? Being against LGBTQ people or
either or both?
Children?
So as we're talking about, you know, marrying off children here, where in the Bible does it say, yeah, it's fine to marry off children?
Well, Mary was like 12 when got her pregnant. And I wish you had maybe.
I'm struggling here to find this proof that we're looking for, this compassionate religion that's all about, you know, loving and doing good works and, you know, sending children off to be married to men and theoretically women of a much older age to them because, you know, I'm pretty sure
it's Exodus 21, the same book and verse that says, you know, slaves can be slaves. slaves, get them from out there. It's all good. And your daughters, you can sell them their property. Nothing more than cattle, pretty much.
Also, Ezekiel 16, it mentions that children are ready to marry when they get their puberty. You know, 12, 13 years old, according to Ezekiel 16.
But here's the thing, though. In Elizabethan England, so we're talking like 15, 1600, where Christianity was going through a lot of strife, shall we say. Puberty for females didn't typically end until they were 18, or in some cases 21. But as, you know, medical science has improved and health and well-being has improved, that's come down. So when these things were written, the age that these things happened was much greater than what it is now. So now we're applying modern standards of health, fitness, well-being, physical development onto things that weren't around then. So it leads me to believe, is this just cherry picking, or is this just what they think is ordinary?
When is it not cherry picking, though? When is it not?
This is very true. So I think that there's only so much of this that we can actually stomach, because it is very stomach churning. And I'd like to give Blatant Blatheist a few more words on this, and then I'd like to have a resident Catholic preacher to take us out. So, Blatant, please.
I laugh at the inconsistency with all of this stuff, because just like Teo was saying, like, you look at them saying, like, they mix their words, they do their words, and they project very well, and they'll say, well, we don't want to have kids doing gender affirming care because they're making a permanent life decision as a child. What the hell is pregnancy and marriage? Is that temporary? Like, but the thing that annoys me is those inconsistencies never, ever disturb the people on that side. I'll just keep pointing to that side. It never disturbs.
You're putting a Teo there. Poor Teo.
Well, he is the resident Catholic priest.
So our resident Catholic priest, take us out of this stomach-churning episodic point.
Resident Catholic priest, okay. I take that as an insult. I hope you know that. And yeah, the Catholic Church has always had this idea of, protecting the family where the family is. In this case, an abused child and the abuser who got this child pregnant. And they want that type of people because for many reasons, it's always good for the church having children who cannot study or get a divorce from whoever is, you know, having intercourse with them. Many religions, as the case that I mentioned from Somalia, sadly are going to support child marriage because of similar reasons. Should I mention the Quran and the most important prophet marrying a six-year-old child as well? I don't know. It's awful. We have many cases where religion hurts children, and this is one of the most important reasons why we need separations from church and state. So, people, separations from church and state. Don't let people like the Republican Party of Wyoming be in power, be in charge, because they are going to end up doing awful things like this. And it's awful. It makes me angry and it disgusts me. That's it.
Well, I think it's all about ordinary times that we ordinarily moved on. But before we move on, I would like to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to our veteran and new viewers for getting us so close. I mean so close to 12,000 subscribers. If you're watching this and you are not subscribed, why aren't you subscribed? Get on that now. Once you've subscribed, like, and ring that bell, so you always know when a new non-profit episode premieres. It's 3 p.m. But if you're watching this now, you didn't need to know that.
Sundays at 3 p.m.
Then share the link to our channel with your friends, family, co-workers, people who don't like, enemies, you know, religious folk, you know, just spread the word. Anyone, everyone, you know, the person who stopped you in traffic to clean your windscreen, you know, they'll do fine. But then let's get the word out there so we can start with our fundraisers too. And with your help, we can and will smash through 12,000 subscribers. So go on, subscribe now. Now, you're also aware that the Atheist Community of Austin has another YouTube channel. Well, you should be. It's called the Atheist Experience Network, a channel where you can find ACA shows in podcast form. So subscribe there too at tiny.cc/AENpodcast. Now, open a second tab if you're watching in a window browser and go there and subscribe. tiny.cc/AENpodcast. We've got more of the non-profits there. The Atheist Experience, Truth Wanted, Talk Heathen. And go back into the archive and you can watch archive shows of things like Godless Bitches and Secular Sexuality and Parenting Beyond Belief. No excuses now not to have wall-to-wall ACA in your life. And if you really love us that much and you want to support us that bit more, you can become our patron. So please join our patron at tiny.cc/patreonmp. Again, open up another tab. And if you want to do that, join now. Just share that love. Share that wonderful love. But now we're going to be taking the music away and, you know, sauntering in. Oh, here we go. I'm warming myself up for this segment. I'm sauntering into this because, you know, I might be the king in some parts, but I'm the queen today. And we're going to be going with the poor old King Singers, who are saddened after a college in Florida cancelled their show over a member's style that violates scriptures. This has come from Sky News in the United Kingdom and was published on the 15th of February 2023. But as I have said, cut the music. Oh, wait, there is no music to cut. This is all about a cappella. It's a cappella until someone had a pesky life off the stage that was not in keeping with that of the Board of Regents of Pensacola Christian College. This is one of those moments where you read it on the face of it, and at first glance you go, well, Florida being Florida. And then you delve deeper into the bass clef here, and you discover that 55 years of this male voice a cappella group, and they've been everywhere, even Pensacola Christian College before. They have performed here before, and no one gave to flying spaghetti monsters what was going on. But in the state that brought you the Don't Say Gay Bill and the Woke Acts and other such bizarrities, somebody had to find out that one of them did things. Ooh. And we are where we are. 2 hours notice on your bike. Get out of here. No a cappella for you. So who wants to, you know, sing this one next without any music? Tao, take the music.
Sure. No, I'm not singing, but yeah. Okay. I have to say that sadly, you know what? I'm doing something different. Guys, how well is your knowledge about your Bible? Do you remember it? If you remember it, what do Leviticus 18 and 20, Romans 1, 1 Corinthians 6, 1 Timothy 1, Deuteronomy 22 or 22, Mark 10, Matthew 19, and oh, those are the ones. What do they have in common according to you? Do you know?
No, I was raised a Jew, so this is all, you know, gobbledygook to me. So, well, you know, enlighten me. Share the new light with me. Come on, share the new light with me. I need to see the light, Tao.
Please give her the light.
Let me enlighten you about what the Bible says in here. According to this book of love, all of them are used by Christians because they actually say that homosexuality is a sin, it's an abomination, it goes against nature, that love must be only between men and man and woman, that God hates people doing this, and that they must be stoned or murdered, that is their fault for going against the orders of God about reproducing and having sex only with people from the opposite sex. So whenever a Christian tells you that the Bible doesn't teach hatred towards others, go and read them these lines in here. Those specific versicles or chapters of the Bible, they teach Christians to hate gay people. And this college is the perfect example. They decided to cancel a show 2 hours before the show starts, only because they realize, oh, one of the members has a lifestyle that differs from scripture, from the Bible. And I don't know, guys, for me, this is a clear example of hatred and discrimination. I don't know what you think, BB.
I think that the King Singers should have canceled this show, them damn selves. That's what I think. Because Florida school, they canceled it over a lifestyle which violates scripture. They should have canceled this show themselves because that school violates views that comport with reality. Like, it's just bullshit.
But I'm going to jump in. First, I'm going to stop you here.
Please.
They themselves said, we perform at places like this because we believe that art is free from politics and it creates conversation.
So do you
think that they should be doing that? Or do you think that they should just be going only places that agree with us?
Oh, no. That's not what I mean by that. I mean, fuck this school. That's what I mean.
I agree with you.
Just this school and just doing just this one.
This particular school.
Here's my advice for any musician, especially British musicians. I don't care what your lifestyle is. Just stay the hell away from Florida. Just stay the hell away from Florida. It's just not the place to be. And this is what kills me. Every time I come on here, first it was Florida Man, then it was Florida Governor, and now it's Florida School. I don't know if the producers are just saving all the Florida stories for when I come on.
Florida man.
I cannot get
Hawaii
out
man.
Of Florida. Gee, Hawaii man is so much more calm than Florida man.
Florida
and maybe
man
it's just Florida
ever.
Is just always in the headlines because it's fucking Florida. And every time you see a headline that says Florida in it, you know it's going to be some shit, no matter what.
Yeah, Florida so, man yeah. Is the greatest thing ever. I always tell people this. Look the time where you were born and see what Florida man was doing back then, because you're right, Florida man. And any day then you're going to find some wild, wild stories there. But what makes me not even angry, extremely, extremely worried, is that this is a freaking school. They are supposed to be teaching people. They are supposed to be, you know, in charge of educating, and they are going the opposite way. They are following the religious extremist way, and that is always a problem, huge problem at least for me.
But I have to say this on this. Have either of you two actually listened to the King's?
No.
Nope.
Because researching this, I actually sat there and I actually listened to some of their back catalogue, and they are, you know, the most inoffensive type of music you could ever desire in the world. It's the kind of music that you'd go to a concert with your mother and your child, if you have one, and all three of you would walk and go, that was really wholesome. That was really lovely, wasn't it? It was just brilliant. I mean, nothing offensive about it, just a handful of young men up there singing pitch perfect guy, yeah, to some tune. You wouldn't find offense in it even if you looked.
You could, because if you're Christian, you can find offense in anything. It's their superpower. That is their superpower.
Well, this
Daredevil can like see sounds. They can be offended by anything. That's
so
their power.
Is this where we have, you know, tights and underpants and a cape going offended Christian? Da, 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 da.
Maybe offended.
They don't
Christian
wear tights because that would look, you know, they don't want to send out the wrong ideas. Or they won't wear tights. They wear loosely fitted superhero clothing.
They'd have their own, you know, offended Christian mobile in the same style as copyrighted vehicles all over the world that I can't mention here for copyright reasons.
Okay, guys, I have to ask this. Florida Man and offended Christians, is that a versus? Are they antagonists, or is that a collaboration and are they fighting together a bigger evil? What do you think? Or
it depends on how much alcohol is involved.
Tag team. It's a tag team, you see. Yeah. It's a tag team. It's like one of those pro wrestling stables. Florida Man has joined forces with offended Christian, and they're now, you know, running around some other copyrighted professional wrestling organization of your choice, and they are now taking on, you know, reality group and minority group as the other stables that have joined together, and there's some great big, you know, survival type match taking place in probably a steel cage or something like that, and they're just going to go to the death or something. But this is where we've got to with this. This is the level of lunacy that we've got. We've got, on one side, we have people just trying to go about doing what is, without doubt, normality, and people going, stop the world, I want to get off, it's spinning too fast. I mean, Florida. Teo, I have to ask you this. Is Florida sailing past wherever your country is at the moment?
I really hope not. We want Florida as far from South America as possible. So maybe it will crash against Cuba. I'm sorry, Cuba. You are part of us, but we could sacrifice you just for being this case. So I hope not. If somebody wants to take it, Russia, do you want it? Please, save us.
Exchange. So, I mean, America did purchase Alaska. So maybe, you know, Florida can be purchased in some other way. But getting back to the seriousness that we've got here, we have music, an art form, effectively being censored here by a church group in the name of religion. And that's a very dangerous path to start going on. Well, yes, we laugh and we say it's Florida this, Florida that, and we say that they're inoffensive to the nth degree. But drilling down into this further, it's actually a very serious matter that we've got here. We have religious organization saying in an educational setting it is okay to censor an art form, not because of the art form itself, but because of the vessel that is delivering that art form. And that's very dangerous. And I can think throughout history of parallels to this. And I just wanted to know what you two thought on what is a fairly worrying development when we are having religion censoring art form.
Well, first, I would like to just dive into the lunacy a little bit, because we look at this and we see, again, just like that first segment, this is their projection, because we look around the political sphere and every conservative person is talking about being canceled, cancel this, cancel culture, cancel, cancel, cancel. They're so afraid of this thing. But again, it's projection, because it's what the religious right has always done. They've always canceled art forms. They've always canceled people. They go out and protest human beings for being human beings. Like, that's what cancel culture actually is. But on this specific subject, the parallel that I draw to this that makes it so ridiculously dangerous is I feel like we give these people too much power. I understand that they're the loudest in the room sometimes, but we give them too much power. And where does that end? You give somebody that much control along with their beliefs, where does it end? Like, what else are we going to lose? If the acapella group, the Kings, the most inoffensive group ever, if they can be canceled, what's going to happen to the rest of any other genre? That's the danger.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that religious people, they are so used to oppressing others and abusing their power, that when suddenly there is a new generation that says, stop, people have rights, they feel offended that they cannot keep oppressing people. This is the best example. They are just discriminating. And these guys, they are so disgusting that they decide to discriminate this whole group. And then they release a statement saying, the college recognizes everyone is created in the image of God and should be afforded the dignity of kindness. You know, after kicking out a group just because one of them is not straight. I mean, how? It's not even ironic. It's just pathetic. Sad. It's awful that these type of things happen. And sorry, Phoebe, were you going to say something?
I was going to say that it should be shocking seeing. It should be something that I find takes me aback. But I don't. And it's not because I've become desensitized to it. It's because it's become what to expect from Florida. We don't see this in Massachusetts. We don't see this in New Brunswick in Canada. We don't see this in France. We don't see this in Japan. But here we are, Florida. It is normal. And I'd like to finish this segment on a slightly more positive note. They had the dignity, the Kingsingers, to recognize this for what it was. And they put out a statement with dignity. Whereas Pensacola Christian College made themselves look like tits. Genuinely made themselves look like tits. And there will be more people at the end of this that will know about the Kingsingers and this whole debacle than could have ever been asked for by any advertising or marketing campaign in the history of marketing and advertising, because free advertising of this kind of sympathy-inducing sense goes a lot further and connects with a lot more people than the hate-peddling idiocy of Pensacola Christian College. And on that note, I'd like us to take a break in our conversations. And if you did not tune in to the other ACA shows last week or this show last week, here is what you missed.
The annual penis festival and they have big penis floats that people carry around on their shoulders. You get penis shaped lollipops and it's a big turnout.
Well, I went hiking last Saturday and I was in Bastrop, Texas, trying to just enjoy nature, and I kept looking at my phone because I wanted to know what's up with the Alaskan UFO thing.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and that other white guy, and some other white guys.
Not these white guys.
Y'all have an accent.
That don't have an accent.
In New King James, though, it does say, I am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh, which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die.
Uh-huh.
So right. Everything.
No right.
So God, that's a God right. quote.
If God creates people that he knows are not going to be saved, why do that if they're just going to be, you know, destroyed ultimately?
I do believe that God created a certain people to be saved, and God created a certain people to be damned in hell.
Yikes.
So if you like what you see here and you like what you have just seen, if you're watching being premiered and you watch the live in studio offering of Talk Heathen, and you're going to stick around and watch the live in studio offering of the Atheist Experience. Next month, we're going back to the Freethought Library again, just like Talk Heathen that aired right before this show, and the Atheist Experience, which is airing straight after this show. You can come and join us at the Freethought Library and watch this space for more announcements as to exactly when that is going to be. But from the Freethought Library to Scientology and South America's finest, leading us in to the hiding that is David Miscavige.
Okay, this guy. Well, first of all, thank you, Insider.com, for this jewel of irony and sadly an awful precedent about religious leaders. I will start reading the first three sentences that introduce this interesting article. Number one, Church of Scientology leader David Miscavige is facing a federal human trafficking lawsuit. Number two, a Florida judge ruled this week that he has now been considered served in the case. And the final one, Miscavige has been actively concealing his whereabouts or evading service, the judge ruled. And it saddens me how much power do religious leaders get that they get away with, or this guy thought that he could get away with just hiding from law. And sadly, these people tend to do that. I'm not going to promote myself much, but I do have a new section where we talk about crimes related to religions. And the last two episodes that have been brought by the person preparing this have been about religious leaders. And it's awful how much people are going to defend them, are going to wait for them when they are in jail. I always talk about the leader of La Luz del Mundo, who is currently in jail because of abusing children, and his followers are still giving him money and supporting him. And something tells me that David Miscavige is probably going to face the same destiny, and that makes me sad, extremely sad. So yeah, this is how this article opens and starts with these three lines that blew my mind. I don't know, BB, I don't know what's your take on this.
The first thing I want to do before I even get into my little spiel is apologize to Scientology, because when I was a Christian, I would really look at their religion and I would think, who could believe this? What adult believes this? And how the tables have turned. Anyway, back to this chicanery. So the plaintiffs in this case had tried to serve, what is it, Miscavige? Is that how you say his name?
Miscavige.
Of course, it has to be fancy. Tried to serve this guy 27 separate times, including 5 times in California and 5 times in, of course, it's Florida. Of course he hid in Florida. I'm sorry, like, it was one part of this story that I could not stop laughing at. Like, it hurt, like, belly laugh. So apparently, this is from an insider who viewed the court documents, and the response, according to the insider, this was Miscavige. Miscavige? I'm never going to say it right.
Miscavige. Miscavige. Miscavige.
Reported response to all these attempted service. So he repeatedly asserts that plaintiffs have attempted to effectuate service at the wrong address or addresses at which he was not present. Miscavige has never provided plaintiffs or the court with a correct address. And I just found that freaking hilarious, because what kind of kid show main antagonist shit is that? Like, I just picture him floating off in a way, like just floating off in a balloon shaped like his head, screaming, wrong house again, Baxter's, like, what? Like, I'm sorry.
You say that. If I was the judge, I would have said, I demand to see your driving license. What does your driving license have printed on it? Oh, you're not there. Oh, we're gonna tell the state that you're not at this address anymore. That's another problem that you've got, mate. But here we go again. This monster that is the process server, earning every cent that is on the table and more here. I would personally not have liked to have been this process server that tasked, but you could have got a free trip to my neck of the woods and gone to the European headquarters of Scientology in East Grinstead in West Sussex. So yeah, for those of you wondering, L. Ron Hubbard really did purchase a large mansion in southern leafy, you know, middle class England. But you know, he could have used, you know, the Sea Org sector to get there, which is where all this kind of weirdness stems from. So the case, I'm not going to go too much into detail of it, but it is all about unpaid labor, labor for accommodation, labor for work, etc., on boats, on Scientology boats. called the Sea Org Sector, which is ostensibly, as far as I can read it, and please in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong in the premiere or in the comments below, tell me how wrong I am on this. It's like their transportation for missionary work sector. But what it was people were being encouraged to go on this for the great adventure, but then they were working for sod all. And, you know, judges don't take too kindly to that. District attorneys don't take too kindly to that because, you know, there's a word for that. It's called indentured servitude, and it's illegal in the United States. It may not be illegal, you know, in that phrasing in other places, but, you know, the concept is just wrong. But, Tayo, what do you find wrong about this?
I find wrong, and I will go into detail, that these were children. They are following the example of the Catholic Church, and they were not just simple adults who were being enslaved. They were freaking children. Once again, the Scientology was trafficking children, and they were placed in a ship. They could not leave. They were punished constantly. They were being humiliated, interrogated, imprisoned, all to make them work as slaves. Let's not use that servitude thing. They were freaking slaves, and that's it. America based his its foundation on the force of slaves, and this guy wants to repeat that, and he had children who were being enslaved on his ships, boats, or whatever you want to call them, cruises, whatever. And once again, this makes me extremely angry, extremely upset, and it disturbs me how it's possible that you as an adult see that your religious leader has slaves, those slaves are children, and you don't use your common sense to think, you know what, this may not be right. Maybe I should call the police. Maybe I should stop giving all my money and possessions to a guy who's enslaving children. Apparently, no. Apparently, you just keep following this maniac because he's your religious leader and you don't think on your own. And that angers me even more. I mean, how angry can I get at these things? It's almost hilarious, but it's painful.
Tayo, I can see, you know, rising up slowly around you. There's this, you know, this bubbling called the sea of anger that Tayo is currently, you know, having a nice bathe in. But getting back to leaders of this, it's not a church in my country, but it is a church in the country where this is primarily broadcast. I have to be very careful how I actually say these things because different jurisdictions call it different things. Scientology in the United Kingdom is not, I repeat, Scientology in the United Kingdom is not a church. In the United States, it is a church, but let's just leave it at that. But in 1966, L. Ron Hubbard from the desk in the mansion in East Grinstead in West Sussex said the following, and this proves he was a man of conviction, not just criminal conviction, but, you know, a man of conviction. He said, the correct procedure to follow anybody or any organization that's coming after is to spot who is attacking us, start investigating them promptly for felonies or worse, using our own professionals, not outside agency, quote, double curve our reply by saying we welcome an investigation of them, and then start feeding lurid blood, sex, crime, actual evidence on the attackers to the press. Do not ever tamely submit to an investigation. Make it rough, rough on attackers all the way. That should tell you what this is all about. They believe they're under siege. It's a siege mentality. I'm pretty sure Mr. Hubbard didn't genuinely believe there was a siege mentality, but he instilled that in those who give large sums of celebrity money to him. And it's that siege mentality that we're seeing here, where somebody thinks they are actually under siege. 27 invasions all in one go, and, you know, ha-ha, not here, not here. And it's just how it has been allowed to manifest itself in this way today does make me question how we allow these things to get all out of all proportion to what they are actually. And that is a very unusual set of, quote, beliefs, and a very unusual set of individuals espousing said beliefs. And yeah, as Mr. Blatant Blatheist over there said, I'm not sure how anyone could believe that, but why couldn't you believe in that?
Here's the thing. I'm not going to say what show it was. I think we all know what show it was. They turned it into a Broadway play at some point. That's all my experience with this religion. So everything I know about it comes from that, and it just seemed insane to me. And when I finally grew up a little bit more and I started to analyze my own beliefs, it was like, oh, we're all insane. Cool. It's not just them. Cool. But like, just looking at this, I love, like, of course they have fucking cruise ship, right? Of course they have cruise ship. But the irony of the name of the cruise ship that these three plaintiffs were actually on. Chef's kiss. It's called Free Wind. Whoever wrote that freaking name down on a piece of paper and said, we're going to call this ship Free Wind, and then we're going to have indentured servitudes on it. He cackled immediately after writing that. There's no other way around. So like, he's like, T.O. was saying, this all happened while these children, that's just a whole different level of freaking sick. But the quote from the spokesperson for Scientology is probably the most damning thing in the case, besides all of the evidence, of course. So a spokesperson named Karen Powell, that's her real name. Her name is Karen. I didn't say that to be facetious. Her name is Karen.
She's a Karen by nature. She's a Karen by name as well.
Exactly. So she described the allegations as, and quote, absurd, ridiculous, and blatantly false. Now, in the years of romantic comedies that I've watched, they've taught me one thing. Anybody that's calling allegations against them absurd is usually guilty of doing that same shit. Like, if you accuse me of being biased against Florida men, and my response instead of, no, that's not true, and here's why. If my response to that is, it's absurd, and then I walk away in a huff, you can probably bet that I was lying. So like, my thing is with this, like, I'm glad they finally got him served, and I'm happy to see where this case finally goes. Like, I'm going to be tuned in for this.
So Teo, are you going to be tuning in to this case?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say that I'm going to say the name in Spanish to add more insult to this. David Miscavige, or David Miscavige, whatever.
David Miscavige.
David Miscavige. Okay, this idiot. He's just a typical religious leader. I tend to see religious leaders as liars, unscrupulous, evil people who take advantage of people in need, naive people. And whenever I see these type of things, that biased opinion that I have gets stronger and is reinforced by the facts about this, you know? And as Blanton said, oh yeah, they immediately said that it was absurd and false. Yeah, because when did the Catholic Church immediately said, yes, we know about our priests abusing children at the first accusation? Of course, people first had to show them as the... oh, heck, I got distracted by the chat. Sorry. Of course, they had to say, no, it's all lies and lies because we don't... we would never do that. And then you realize that the victims were telling the truth all the time. And I'm sure this is not going to... So, I don't want to say that all religious organizations are the same and that all religious leaders are what I already said. But these type of cases have created in me personally a biased opinion and a very, very, very negative one.
Tell us what you really think, Teo. Just tell us what you really think on this. But I think that there's only so much ship that can sail with this kind of smoke and fire, shall we say. There's only so much ship that can keep sailing with Scientology. And I just don't quite know, well, where does it end? You don't see many other organizations fighting court cases left, right, and center that are quite as high profile as this and keeping on going. It does lead me to believe just how much is left in the engine of the ship, the good ship Scientology. It's not a very good ship to begin with. But I'd like to end on this bit, and then I'll have our lovely Teo and Blatant Blathius take us out. I don't think that there's much that we can do in this day and age except keeping on being who we are on shows like this, on other shows like this, and just saying, question what's in front of you. If it doesn't pass the sniff test and you're smelling bullshit, probably wading neck deep in it. So, Blatant, are you wading neck deep in this bullshit?
Well, I live in America, so I'm always neck deep in bullshit. I just, like, I love the fact that you were talking about their being under siege. That it reminds me of the Mormons, their origin. Because I don't know if most people know this, but Mormons didn't start in Utah. They moved all around America because they kept fighting the U.S. government for years and years and years. And they convinced themselves that we're being wrong. So I don't have a lot of hope that Scientology is going away anytime soon, because convictions, along with any kind of strife, like, there's a quote that I always say, if video games have taught me anything, you know you're going the right way when you keep encountering enemies. So that's their mindset. The more people come at them, the more steadfast they're going to be. So I don't have a lot of hope. How about you, Tia?
Nope, no hope at all. As I always say, the USA scares me, and I guess I should make clear that my extremely negative view on religious leaders and organizations doesn't represent either the ACA nor my own channel, just my own biased, extremely negative opinion, which keeps getting reinforced.
But yes, on that note, I don't want to become a member of Scientology, but you, if you want to become a member of anything, can become a channel member here for as little as 99 cents a month. Click the join button below this video and it will give you access to special chatty emoji. And you can show them off to your friends and your co-workers and other people that you don't like Jason and other people like, I don't know, Malty, or, I don't know, other people that are floating around these parts. And you can, you know, go wild with those new emojis. But on that note, we also have a shop. Whilst we're, you know, getting this e-commerce thing down, you know, one of those places, the ACA has the best swag located, and you can go to tiny.cc/merchaca and you can get your favorite items like t-shirts, hoodies, tote bags. What earth's a tote bag? Coffee mugs, but you know, still waiting for that t-shirt of mine. And all of the ACA shows feature a special limited edition item each month, and maybe this month is my vaunted teapot. I'm not holding out much hope, but you know, I'll take a tea cozy, I'll take tea coasters, I'll take tea pots and tea cups and, you know, tea sets and tea services. Hint, 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 hint. But be sure to check out our store for the best TNP merchandise that we have, and be sure to check out all of the other shows' merchandise as well, because you never know what you could find. You never know. You could find something for yourself, or you could find something for somebody else. But we are now rapidly striding our way from Florida all the way to the Garden State, and the Garden State is green for Hawaii Man. So take it away, please.
I have got this one. So in this segment, just like Phoebe said, we finally get to escape 1950s Florida, which is apparently what it is right now. We get to land in 2023 New Jersey, where New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says New Jersey will expand AP Black History class. This story comes to us by way of NBC News and the Associated Press, as reported 14 February 2023. Now, before I get into a rant most likely laced with fucks all over the place, I'll open the floor to my fellow nonprofit. Phoebe, how do you feel about
this? Well, America is the land of contradictions. This once again begins with one state, two state, dead state, carry on. Here we go. I feel like Kenneth Williams in a Carry On film here. For those of you who don't know who Kenneth Williams is, he's an actor from England who used to do what are Carry On films, which are slapstick, over-the-top films. And this is the weirdness that goes on in America. The contradictions and the convulsing from the Atlantic seaboard to South Mason-Dixon line to the flyover states to BB in the crazy states. And I feel like Kenneth Williams looking on this and waiting for Barbara Windsor's bra to come flying off into this, because you see some of these things and you go, this is the worst thing ever. And then you see in some, this is the greatest thing ever. And it's exactly the same thing. And we now have Florida continuing to hacksaw itself away from, you know, Georgia and Alabama and other such places. And then you got the zip code lottery of education coming in, because you've got Florida on the one hand and you've got New Jersey on the other hand. I don't understand you, America. Help me out, my South American friend.
Well, I have to tell you, the USA is very strange. Recently, I said that in here, we call history what in the USA they call Black history, white history. Kind of they separate history depending on the color of your skin. In here, it doesn't matter if you're an, if you have native blood or Spaniard blood, we still study history and how we were conquered by Spain. So it's not like, oh no, we're going to divide you according to your skin or something like that. And as Phoebe said, all the contradictions in here are weird, hilarious, strange. I guess I will have to just read from this what we're talking about. This specific governor said that the administration is expanding advanced placement African-American studies, and this was said in response to another governor from the opposite party saying, he just blocked this specific course from being taught in public schools in, you already know, Florida. And his reasons are that it it has no evidence and that the course violates state law and isn't historically accurate. So why is this not historically accurate? What do you think, BB? Why could that?
So many reasons. But as promised, let me fix my headphones. I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent here. So first thing I want to say is thank you, Ron DeSantis. Thank you so much. Or as a particular former president would like to call him, Ron DeSanctimonious. That name apparently hasn't caught on as well as Sleepy Joe, because the former president, his supporters, nor I have a fucking clue what desanctimonious means or how to spell it. But Ron, to you, thank you. Go directly to hell still, but thank you. I don't think that this 2-year pilot program, which is now set up in 60 schools across the country and hoping to expand to hundreds, would have gotten the traction or the attention that it needed to be successful without the pure fuckery that's going on in Florida right now. I just keep getting I get Florida confused with swamps, like the government and the swamps confused. So I'm sorry about that. But what Ron and others like him continue to fail to realize is that when they draw a line in the sand to try to galvanize their racist sycophants they call supporters, they also force people that will usually either remain on the fence or avoid the subject completely to pick a side. And what he failed to calculate in this is that these people, his people, they may be the loudest in the room, but they're still a minority in our country. So just like that, like the loudest person in the room in public, the person that everybody thinks is crazy and we're going to avoid him, don't make eye contact, just leave him alone. It's all good until that person touches you. So just like that, this is what Americans do. It's all good until it affects us. So when Ron draws that land, like that line in the sand, and everybody has to pick sides, the majority wins. Good luck with that, Ron. So,
I would like to say that I have no idea who Murphy is. So, guys, if somebody thinks that I'm kind of supporting this guy politically, no, because I have nothing to do with American politics. So,
I don't know who these people are either. I have no idea. They're just names.
He did say that made me so happy, and I wasn't just happy because I'm almost sure that he watches nonprofits and he's quoting me directly.
Totally.
What he said was, New Jersey will proudly teach our kids that Black history is American history. I cried a little reading that. And he went on to state, while the DeSantis administration stated that AP African American Studies significantly lacks educational value, New Jersey will stand on the side of teaching our full history. I love that. And it's both amazing to hear and disheartening at the same time, because it's amazing because fuck yeah, Phil, preach. I'm here for it. But it's disheartening because the statement shouldn't be special in 2023. That should be a given. And the fact that that still stands out as a public statement, it shows that we have a lot of freaking work to do.
I was going to say the same, and kudos to this guy. But as BB took my quotes, I will read the other quote that I liked about this guy. Well, it's not actually a quote about the guy, but from the article. I'm going to just read it. Murphy also targeted DeSantis during his January State of the State address, criticizing his comments that, and this is the funny part, Florida is where woke goes to die. Because apparently one of the reasons that this DeSantis guy is so angry and upset about this is because he wants to push an agenda, and he created a Stop Woke Act that he signed last year. So that act prohibits instruction that defines people as necessarily oppressed or privileged based on their race. So I guess he doesn't like to be reminded about his white privilege. I'm going to assume that he's white for some reason. I may be wrong, but I'm going to assume that. Something tells me I'm not very wrong.
He could be a Martian for all I care. He could be from Jupiter, or, he could come out of Venus for all I care. But what BB says is quite telling. This shouldn't be something in the fourth year of the third decade of the third millennium that we're actually going, this is controversial. We should be turning around and going, and we're doing it forever. But the young country that America is, is realizing that it has a history now, and its history is not one to be proud of in some parts of it, and it is one to be proud of in other parts. And some groups are going to find some teachings distasteful, and some groups are going to find some teachings essential, and they're going to clash. And we need to make sure that we are creating an environment not where we're imposing our own preferences, but we're giving the tools to tomorrow's generation to say, this is what I know how to research. We should never be turning around and saying, because it's X, we shouldn't be teaching it, or because it's Y, we must be teaching. But to turn around and say the things that I have heard coming out of Florida in relation to this have been whole cloth misinformation. And it is very worrying in the 21st century that the United States is still having areas of the country coming up with what is effectively whole cloth misinformation and downright nonsense to educational opportunities for a handful of individuals who are going to be taking these courses. It doesn't seem right to me, as an outsider looking in, that we're still engaged in this kind of wackadoodleness. And I didn't grow up in the American education system. Maybe once I finish my rant, an American who went through the American education can tell me a little bit about what I missed out on. But
in a stadium.
But what I would say is, it doesn't quite feel like I would have got an education that was focused on the student. I've got a feeling it was focused on those that may have been writing the texts or writing the curriculum. Would that be something that would be a million miles away from the truth?
That would be a million miles past the truth into more truth, slapping some truth in the face. That is completely accurate. Like, the American school system, what we do here is not teach how to think. We teach what to think. We're going to give you this, this, and this. This is your truth from now on. Slavery. I've heard an adult say this. I'm not going to say their name because they've said worse things since then. Slavery was a choice. There are people in this country that really believe that. I'm just going to leave that right there. That could be a whole nother rant. So I'm going to get back to this because, of course, I can't have this happy story without my cynical ass response to it. So in my opinion, the reason that this is happening in New Jersey is because we've seen this play before. The right does something extremely unpopular and someone on the other side decides to strike while the iron is hot. They get themselves in the headlines, generate a little bit of buzz, because I guarantee, just like Tio said, most people watching this have never heard the name Phil Murphy, but here we are giving him praise. That's my cynical part. Because regardless of any of his reasoning, which I can only speculate on, the move is deserving of praise. So I want to give ups where ups are due.
Teo, are you going to give ups where ups are due? Are you going to give downs where downs are due?
I'm just going to leave you with a question. How fragile must the beliefs of someone be that you feel forced to create an anti-woke act to stop people from thinking and understanding that they are being either taken advantage of or that they have problems? How fragile is the mind of this?
Is that propaganda work?
And before I hand the wrap-up of this to the person who introduced this, I'd like to say, I don't know what to make of the American education. So I've been on a number of these shows and we've had a number of different education topics come up, and they all seem to fight against each other. And I don't know if it's a phrase, but there seems to be a zip code lottery where some people are saying, I want the world to spin faster. And there are some people saying, stop the world, I want to get off. It's spinning too fast. And it does make me question a lot about, well, who is education in America for and what is its purpose? And maybe you can answer those questions that Teo and I pose before we take us out for the night.
Yeah, I can tell you it's literally just a propaganda machine. That's literally what the American school system is. It's a propaganda machine. It's supposed to galvanize you. It's supposed to put that proud to be an American spirit into that's pretty much what it is. So I would just end by saying, just like I thanked Ron DeSantis for making this possible pretty much with his ignorance, thank you to Phil Murphy. Thank you for taking advantage of the moment. And I want to encourage every political leader, every person in politics, every level of government. Take that lead that Phil just put out there, take that and run with it, because you would be amazed that if you do things that are popular, even if it's for just for political gain, you don't have to believe in it. But if you do things that the American people actually want, we will be happy to vote for you. Isn't that crazy? We don't have to begrudgingly vote for you and lesser of two evils, all this crap. It could just be, you could just do good things and get votes. That would be awesome. Both sides. Doesn't matter.
Just do good things. Yeah. So we come to another one of these interesting episodes. Great episode. My throne has been sufficiently warmed up and I am warding off Scots from coming to try to steal it from me. You know who you are out there. Also, no English ladies, no American men, no American women, no, you know, non-binary people, no agendered people. It's my throne. I am the queen around these parts. Remember that. But you can let us know what you thought of, well, any one of us on this show and how we can make the show even better. We value all of your constructive feedback, so tell us about it in the comments or email us at nonprofits@atheist-community.org. And you can additionally visit the Atheist Community of Austin's official website at atheist-community.org even for the latest happenings, and can contact the ACTA directly at tv@atheist-community.org. So I'd like to thank everybody here. And do we have any final thoughts, prayers, wings and prayers, jokes, stand-ups, stand-downs we'd like to share before we decide that we're going to sail off on the carcass of Florida?
Well, I wanted to close saying that with the case of Florida and Florida Man, I think that the crossover we're talking about would start with Florida Man naked fighting an alligator and Christian just, you know, being insulted or feeling, what was the word that we were using?
Offended.
Offended by the zoophilia. That's all I have to say. That's my take on that idea.
So all I can imagine from this episode is Florida Man lost in the Garden of New Jersey trying to find his child bride whilst listening to the King Singers doing a cappella. That's all I can imagine in my head. Whilst, you know, people around them are reading AP Black History textbooks and other such things and trying to serve Mr. Miss Cabbage and trying to find out where he is too. And on that note, I leave you with that image. And if you haven't already decided to, then you really do need to stick around on the ACA channels and go over to the Atheist Experience, which is being broadcast immediately after this show. And until next time, keep skeptical, stay wonderful. Bye.
Watch Talk Heathen live Sundays at 1 p.m. Central. Visit tiny.cc/ytth and call into the show at 512-991-9242 or connect to the show online at tiny.cc/callth.